There are a few band directors that can tell you there are four quarter notes in a 4/4 measure. But right now, we've got a new contestant ready to go. From Poughkeepsie, New York, Nick, in our hot seat right now. What do you do for a living?
I'm a speech-language pathologist.
You're a what?
A speech-language pathologist.
That's easy for you to say. So, just why do you want to be a band director?
Well, I was a linebacker on the high school football team, but I always wished I was out there with a marching band at halftime. I love the saxophone.
All right, here we go. You know the rules. You know the lifeline, the 60-40. Ask the audience. Phone a friend. It's all ready for you if you need it. So, let's play Who Wants to Be a Band Director? Your first question, what publishing company is best known for their cheesy CDs? Home Depot, Time Warner, Roloff Productions, B-flat Baritone.
This is easy, it's C, Roloff Productions.
Yes, it's C, Roloff Productions. Next question. In marching band, the frontline percussion ensemble is known as the dog pen, the hut, the pit, or the pendulum.
I've heard it smells like a dog pen, but I think it's C, the pit.
Is that your final answer?
I believe so, yes, C, the pit.
Right, it's the pit. You've attained college music major status. Next question. Who recorded the smash hit Walkin' on the Sun? Frank Sinatra, Smash Mouth, Flock of Seagulls, Sally Jesse Povich.
I'm gonna have to try a 60-40.
Okay, Smash Mouth or Sally Jesse?
This is a guess, but I think I'm gonna have to go with Smash Mouth.
You're right, Smash Mouth. And here's the latest roll-off arrangement of Walkin' on the Sun.